And joining us now is Chief Medicare Advisor with the Department of Health and Human Services, Dr. Mark McClellan. Good morning, Dr. McClellan.
George, it's a pleasure to be with you this morning.
Tell us a little bit about the President's visit to the Kansas City area this afternoon.
George, the President's going to have a conversation with some seniors who have found out about and have signed up for the new Medicare-approved drug discount card program. This is a program that's especially valuable for people on Medicare who don't have good drug coverage now and have been paying some of the highest prices in the world. And there are many, many seniors around the country who are finding that they can get much lower prices for their drugs, especially if they have limited incomes, through this program.
So he'll be answering questions and sort of giving some information about this to the people in Liberty this afternoon.
That's right. And I think the main things that we want to let people know is that there is help available right now if you are on Medicare and you are struggling with your drug costs because you don't have good coverage. And the easiest way to find out about what the new program means for you is to call us at 1-800-MEDICARE any time, day or night.
And we did a whole hour on this with a couple of senior, advocacy experts last week. And afterwards, I got plenty of email and called some people who were still very, very confused about it. After you apply for the card or apply for that card for your parent, if you're a baby boomer and your parent's the one on Medicare or Medicaid, there is a waiting period before you get it. You don't walk into a drugstore, sign up, and have somebody hand it to you on the spot, right?
George, it's a matter of days to get the card in the mail, and the discounts on the card start the month after you sign up. So for people who call us and find out about what the program means for them and decide that this is a good fit, this is a completely voluntary program, they will get a card in the mail a little bit later this month, and they can start using the discounts on July 1st.
Now, I have to ask an important question that I was not able to answer that came up after this hour I mentioned before about last week, and that is, if you have a company insurance card, can you use the Medicare card you're talking about on top of it, or is it one or the other, or is it yes in some cases and no in other cases?
You can use it in conjunction with any retiree coverage that you have. Many people who have retiree coverage are going to be better off sticking with that for now. This is an interim program that's mainly targeted at the people who don't get help today with their drug costs. But if you're even if you're on an employer plan and you find that you're struggling with costs because your employer doesn't cover some of the drugs that you need, it can be worth checking this out too. The people who are going to get the most out of this program, though, are people who don't have good drug coverage today, and there are now a number of studies out there showing that the prices are significantly lower than what most people are paying in this country, and that you can save not only hundreds of dollars a year, but you can pay for the cost of the card in the first month if you have a higher income. And for people who are low income, they get literally thousands of dollars of extra help on the card, so it's very important for them to sign up right now.
Now, this is not a lifetime program, as I understand it, Dr. McClellan. This all comes to an end a year from this December, and what happens after that?
This is a short-term measure, George, that was put in place to help people, especially who need it the most because they're struggling with drug costs. In 2006, Medicare will start a new voluntary prescription drug benefit for all seniors, and it's a program that's designed to fit seniors' needs. It includes steps to strengthen the employer coverage that many people have today, but that they're worried that they're going to lose. And it also includes a drug benefit that's available at seniors' options for everybody in the Medicare program.
Now, I know we have a lot of listeners in smaller towns throughout both Missouri and Kansas. How about the drugstores that may be fairly small as opposed to some of the bigger ones and the great variety that we have here in the Kansas City area? Do all drugstores accept the Medicare card?
George, there are over 50,000 pharmacies around the country that are participating in this program, including many, many neighborhood pharmacies throughout the state of Missouri. And one of the things that we want to make sure fits well is that people are able to get a card that gives them access to the local pharmacy. Most seniors prefer to get their prescriptions there. So, again, if you call us up at 1-800-MEDICARE, we can make sure that you get hooked up with a card that includes your local pharmacy. And if you need face-to-face help, we can arrange for that, too. A lot of seniors want to see somebody face-to-face when they're signing up, and we've been working with volunteers in the state of Missouri to make that happen.
Chief Medicare Advisor for the Department of Health and Human Services, Dr. Mark McClellan, and the President will be speaking in Liberty this afternoon, Dr. McClellan, about quarter to four or so, right?
That's right, and I'm looking forward to being out there in Missouri with him today.
All right, thanks so much for joining us this morning here on AM Kansas City.
Thank you.
And hope that answers a lot of questions that we've had from people who have called and emailed so